Steve Brown, etc. Now syndicated by Salem Radio Network.
In fact, I'm known everywhere as being a right-wing, reactionary, conservative. I'm a great American.
Here's a great radio show to add to your weekend lineup. Because love him or hate him, Steve Brown always draws a crowd.
Michael Spencer, the internet monk and prophet, is here to talk about the coming evangelical collapse and the vitality that will emerge from the ruins on Steve Brown, etc.
He's an old white guy, an author, broadcaster, and seminary professor who's sick of religion. And he's brought friends. Please welcome Steve Brown, etc.
That's me, the aforementioned Steve Brown, the old white guy. I'm stockpiling ammunition for the coming evangelical collapse.
The talk show, Steve Brown, etc., is as singular as Steve himself. A unique blend of humor and profundity, orthodoxy and controversy, and a refusal to play religious games.
It's going to be a different evangelicalism when the greatest generation's gone and we see that we have not done a very good job preparing for this transition.
Kind of summarize what it was you said. It's a pretty incendiary title. If you're flipping across the internet and you hit that title, you're going to read it. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Basically what you have to interpret is that when you see the phrase, the coming evangelical collapse, and somebody says, that means the end of Christianity, or the end of evangelicalism, or the end of all churches. That's not what that means. What it means is that a basically hyper-inflated movement with a huge amount of adherents who are excited about social and cultural issues but don't have any idea about the core doctrines of the faith.
That's Michael Spencer. He's the internet monk. If you miss a second of this, you're out of your mind. Oh, it's Gandhi.
I'm not Gandhi.
I know you're not.
I am the keeper of the reincarnation of Gandhi.
That's true. Yeah.
Bring in the great Gandhi! Behold. The great Gandhi greets you.
I'm sure that Gandhi, being a man of peace, who fasted for peace, who was nonviolent, is quite upset with this Iraqi thing. I would suggest that he would have some words of peace and
Gandhi,
and
what do you say about peace and Iraqis? What do you say? He's sick of it.
Sick of what? Peace?
He said peace highly overrated. We go after him.
Sure, there's lots of fun on Steve Brown, etc., but Steve can also get downright serious.
Man, you don't understand. This is life and death to me. I cannot go back to living the way that I was. I can't go back to secrets and lies. I can't do it.
Name of the program is Steve Brown, etc., and our guest is William Paul Young, and his book is The Shack. Paul was describing, if you're just joining us, some horrific kinds of stuff that he went through. Some people run, some people decide they're going to fake it till they make it, and he was doing that, and then I assume all that fell apart. How did you weren't a preacher when you wrote this book, were you?
Oh, no. And, part of the grace of God is that he pulled me out.
Listeners say Steve Brown adds a much-needed balance to the extremes of Christianity.
Probably women listening who have gone through an abortion. There are probably people listening who really are pro-choice. And I want you to know that we have this phone number. It's always available, and we will treat you with respect, and you can certainly share those views. We are so busy on the pro-life side of calling people baby killers, and there's so much hatred. So much anger, so much demonization. We, as pro-life people, don't seem to understand the predicament a lot of single women are in.
There are lots of great guests on Steve Brown, etc. People like the conservative firebrand Ann Coulter.
Obviously, you get a whole lot of criticism. How do you deal with that personally? I know how you deal with it publicly. You eat their lunch, but Does that bother you? Does it get to you? For instance, when the two guys threw the pies, do you in any way wince and feel insecure about that sort of thing?
Well, when I'm threatened with physical danger,
no, I don't mean
not
that.
Being a liberal, I do respond the way a mammal would, and that is protectively.
But what do you do, you know, how do you deal with it inward? You know, I get about 7,000 letters a month, and about 6,000 of them are critical of me for something that I've said. I never would say publicly that I'm praying for their deaths, nor would I say that it really bothered me, but it does sometimes. Do you want to be liked?
As Christ said, they will hate you because of me. No, it doesn't bother me at all. If they stop hating me, I'll realize I've gone off onto the wrong track.
Unelectable, that's what you are.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Let's just get everybody together. Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing, and everyone will know we should do the right thing, and the world will be perfect.
Stop right there. This is a hard break. I got no wiggle room, and I wiggle well, and we got to leave. Get some milk and cookies. Coming back.
You know who I am?
We'll be right back with more from Steve.
It's easy to lock in Steve Brown, etc. for your radio market. Just call the Salem Radio Network Affiliate Relations Department at 972-831-1920. That's 972-831-1920. There are feeds of Steve Brown, etc. on Saturdays, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And Sundays, 11 p.m. to midnight. Building the best weekend radio lineup. Steve Brown, etc. and the Salem Radio Network.